Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. This is the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This third Sunday of Lent, the Gospel of Luke has Jesus getting closer to his ultimate destination, Jerusalem and the cross. Today I'm reflecting on Luke 13, verses 1 to 9. Some people have come to tell Jesus that Pilate has killed many Galileans at worship. They're horrified by this sacrilege. They tell the grisly story of a massacre among the ritual sacrifices on the altar. Jesus responds by asking a rhetorical question. Do you think these murdered Galileans were worse sinners than any other person? Of course not. And if you don't turn to God, you will die too. Jesus reminds them of the accidental deaths of 18 people in Jerusalem who were crushed by a falling tower. And then the passage ends with a parable of a fig tree, one that has borne no fruit, but is given a final chance to flourish. Jesus is responding to a widespread assumption of the day, which says that those who suffer are being punished by God. Sad to say, this assumption is still heard today, 2,000 years later. Even in modern societies with educated people, there are still rumblings that echo the sentiment. How many times do we hear people on the news who've escaped great injury in a crisis and say, God was really with me, or someone up there was looking after me? Sometimes this is said in a joking way, and other times in great and heartfelt seriousness. But think about it. If you have escaped injury because God is really with you, or because someone up there was looking after you, then it stands to reason that God was not with those who did not escape. Is that what people are implying? I'm okay, so God is with me, but buddy next door died, so I guess God was not with him. God does not make people sick as punishment for sins, doesn't punish people for their lives and actions by harming them. God does not reward us, financially or otherwise, when we consider ourselves on God's good side. Jesus says loudly and clearly that this is a false narrative. There's no correlation between illness, tragedy or loss, and the love of God. Jesus goes on to refocus the conversation and to emphasize the grace of God. Even in situations which might look hopeless, a tree which has not borne fruit, there's hope for mercy. The gardener is willing to give a little extra attention, spread some manure, stir up the roots of the tree to try and coax it along. On a very practical level, we can see that sometimes we ourselves can bring forth new life, new fruit, when it feels as though we're up to our knees in manure and our roots are being stirred up. We may not know what new life will look like, but God's work is mysterious sometimes, and we need to have faith in the process, even if it's messy. Love will work in us and through us, and there will be fruit to bear. I want to touch on the fact that this morning's scripture was fatally lived out just over a week ago in New Zealand. Word came to us that Muslim worshippers in two mosques were massacred in a place that should have been a sanctuary, a place of refuge. And in response, the world is outraged as the people in Luke's gospel. We see tragedy all around us, and some weeks it seems as though there's barely time to catch our breath between one calamity and the next. In the last 2 weeks, we saw the crash of an Ethiopian jetliner, killing all 157 people on board. And now this. It's hard enough to fathom tragedies that are caused by natural disasters or accidents or human error, but there's something beyond horrific, something unfathomable, about trying to process grief when people in sacred places are murdered. This is the point. All people everywhere need and crave places to feel safe, to connect with each other and to celebrate and connect with the sacred, the divine, no matter how they envision it. Everyone deserves a place of refuge, whether it be in the beauty of nature or in the walls of a building, a church, a synagogue, a temple, a mosque. And when that sanctity is violated, it violates all of us. This is an action of pure hatred, spurred on by groups, political and otherwise, that have figured out that hatred divides people, and that divided people are easier to manipulate and control. Hate divides, but love gathers, just as Jesus wished to gather all of Jerusalem as a mother hen gathers her chicks. We are called to gather each other, loving, cherishing, protecting each other. We are called to confront hatred in all its forms, racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia. We are all children of one Creator, no matter what name we speak, and that Creator calls us over and over again to love. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.